Beginning Simon Reish Nun Gimel. Din Kira B'Taner Litan Alei Akaderes B'Rav Shabbos U'Vay Chasifim. Okay, before we begin, we have to go straight to the Mishnah Berurah because he has a Hakdama here. So Mishnah Berurah says, Hinei Mifnei Shasimen Zeh Rabu Pei Reisav V'Chadei Shalei Yavavol Einei Hakarei Boi. There's many different branches and aspects to the simen, and a person might become all mixed up. The ene hakayre. So amarti lahatik mitzefer machs hashakel. So I decided to cite here from the machs hashakel psicha ketano eleo mikri hadinim shalo, a small psicha preface to this simen from where it has the ikar hadinim kedei sheyaretz hakayre boy, so you're able to run through it and be able to understand it. So the first thing is that you should know. Sheish inyan shia v'inyan chazara. There's two types of things that we're talking about. One is shehia, which means to leave something somewhere. V'inyan chazara, and then there's the inyan of returning. Shia mikri, what is shia called? Shenoisin tavshil merav Shabbos agabe kira. One puts a tavshil, a pot of cooked food, on erev Shabbos on top of the oven, the stove. Loy derech atmana, he's not doing it in any insulating way. He's just putting it there on the hot stove. Umeiniach oimer agabe kira, he leaves it standing there. Uvishabbos naito me'akira, and the purpose is it will remain there till the Shabbos meal, and then you take it off, and that's it. So you put it on Erev Shabbos, and you take it off on Shabbos. That's called shehia because it's just waiting there. It's just staying there. But Chazara Mikri, what's Chazara called? Kishenicha Merav Shabbos Agabe Kira. You started off the same way. On Erev Shabbos, you put it on the stove. Uve Shabbos Noitla Me'akira. And on Shabbos, you take it off. V'roitzalach Zero Yishenis Agabe Kira. But you're not taking it off and then you're done with it. Rather, you're taking it off and you want to put it back onto the stove. In the parentheses, he says, "Zeu ikur din chazara lekuleyama." That is the main din of chazara lekuleyama. Avol yesh oid inyan chazara. There is another aspect of chazara. Shenoit leimerav Shabbos samach lechashecha umachziray. That you take it off erev Shabbos samach lechashecha before Shabbos, and you put it back before Shabbos. That's another type of chazara that you took it off on Erev Shabbos. Not that you took it off on Shabbos and want to put it back on. You're taking it off on Erev Shabbos and putting it back on. That's another aspect that there are some who hold that has a din of chazara, and we'll see that in Sif Beis. But the Iker Din Chazara, which everyone agrees to, is when it's on the flame, on the fire from before Shabbos, you take it off on Shabbos and want to put it back. Upligi Chananya V'Rabbanan. So now that we know what these two things are that we're referring to, now we go to the Mishnayis that says it's a Machlokes Chananya V'Rabbanan. The Chananya Svirulei Imatavshil Kvar Nisbashel Kemaychel Ben Jusoi. If the pot with the food was already cooked, the shear of Michael Ben Jusai was this ganav who used to eat things even though they weren't fully cooked. So that shows that at least, you know, under duress and pressure, it's somewhat edible, which is either hu kechatzi bishul. So the one shita is that's half of the cooking amount. V'yeshayimri, the parenthesis says kishlish bishul. Some are even more, makel, a third is enough. But either way, Chananya says, whatever the share of Michael Ben Jusai is, so once it's already partially edible, mutar la'sheisa agabe kira afilu eina grufa min ha'gecholim v'eina ketuma. So Chananya says, once it's already in the world of eating, so we don't worry about anything anymore. And therefore, you can leave it on the fire, on the kira, on the stove, even if it's not swept out from the coals, meaning that the coals have been taken out. And it's not ketuma. Ketuma means hainisha mechusa hagecholim be'efer, that you cover the coals with ashes. And that is a hacker. What are we afraid of? We're afraid of that you might come to stoke the coals. You're going to look at your food that you need for the Shabbos meal, and you're going to see that it's not cooking quick enough, so you might come to stoke the coals. So Chazal came along and said, well, how are we going to stop you from doing that? as we'll see in a moment, but we'll stop you by either take the coals out, sweep them out, grufa, or ketuma, you put the ashes on, so there's a hecker there, so when you're going to come to stoke it, you're going to say, hey, what's going on? These coals are all full of ashes. Is something wrong? Oh, you remember it's Shabbos. So that's how Chazal got out of that issue. Zakt Chananya says, Chananya, well, if it's already Kemaychel ben Drusai, so then really it's edible. It's not the best yet, it's not fully cooked, but at that point, when you see, when Shabbos begins, it's already Kemaychel ben Drusai, we're not so worried anymore, you're going to stoke the coals, because it's going to be edible enough for the Shabbos meal. That's what Chananya holds. So therefore, according to him, this whole halacha of the iser of putting it on the fire and having to make this hecker is only when it's less than the share of Michael ben Jusai. But the Chachamim argue, and they say, no, the aser remain a group of ketuma, they go like to an extreme, and they say, you cannot leave it on the fire if it's not either goruf or katum, elim kenis bashel kol tzarchai, it has to be fully cooked, and not just fully cooked, umitztamek viralai, it's already getting overcooked. So therefore, you're for sure not going to stoke it, because adarabba, it's getting overcooked. But if it's fully cooked, but it could still, you know, get more farchal into it, as they say, get more gekocht, more cooked, we're still afraid. Mitzdamek v'yafalai, the further it cooks, if it's being better for it, we're still afraid you might stoke it. So you have Chananya on one hand saying, Maichu ben Jusai, by then is no problem. The Chachamim to the other extreme, fully cooked, and it has to be that the further it's cooking, it's really not being mashbiach anymore. Uvereish parakira, tanan. Kira shesiku, so the Mishnah in the beginning of the third parak of Shabbos, parakia says, a kira, an oven or a stove that was lit with begefes uve eitzim, lo yitein ad sheyigroif oyad sheyitein es haifer. So the way you made the coals was either gefes or eitzim. Gefes is the dried out stuff from the grapes and stuff. And eitzim, so these were flammable things. They turned, you put them on fire and then they turned into coals. So the Mishnah says there, you're not allowed to do something unless you do grufa or ketuma. That's achi yigrofa yishitin esayfer. Umibayi lahashas. So the Gemara wants to know, when the Mishnah says lo yitain, hai lo yitain detnan, what does that mean? Is that saying, right, so loymer lo yisheh, you can't even do shehiya elim kein garu v'katum, unless it's garu v'katum, v'asya ki rabbanon de Chananya, and it's going like the rabbanon of Chananya who says that you always need grufa v'katuma unless it's mitstamek v'raloi? Is that what the Mishnah is saying? Oi, says the Gemara, second son, no. Lo yite means reitza loimer lo yachzer. When the Mishnah says don't put it, it meant don't return it. To return it on Shabbos onto the fire, that the Mishnah is saying you need grufo ketuma. Because there's another problem of when you're putting something on a fire, it's mechzi kemevashel. It looks like you're cooking on Shabbos. So therefore, if we have something that's different about it, there's no coals, or the coals have afer on them, so that gets rid of the Mexican Mavasha. So therefore, the Mishnah is telling you that you're not allowed to do chazara unless you have grufa ketuma. But we could infer from the Mishnah, avo shehiya, but to do shehiya, uz muteris afilu eina garfa katum, that you could do it even if it's not garfa katum. What do you mean, if it's not garfa katum? That means it's only Vasa Kechananya. That could only be like Chananya, who says that once it's Kemaychel ben Jusai, so then you don't need Gar Fakatim anymore. So the problem is that the Gemara wasn't really Paisha the Shaila, and therefore we have a Shaila now, what is Pshat in the Mishnah? And the Mela now to Shaila had a Paskin. Is the Mishnah Paskin like the Rabbanan, or is the Mishnah Paskin like Chananya? Upasku arifa harambam. So therefore, the Rif and the Rambam, va'im dimishitasam, and those who go in their shita, they say that the Mishnah is saying lishaistnan, that in order to even do shehiya, you need to do grufo ktuma, uchrabanan de chananya, like the rabbanan, mechumra, dafilu lishais minan agabe grufo ktuma. You need grufo ktuma, they're more machmer. But Taisvis Pascal, but that's the riff in the Rambam. But Taisvis Paskins Lahachazir Tanan. He Paskins like the side of the Gemara that it's a kula, that the Mishnah only said you need Grufa Ketumah if you want to do Chazara on Shabbos. Abolishois, but if you want to just leave it there from Erev Shabbos, Shehiya, Mutra Afila Aina Grufa, you could do it even if it's not Garuf, Mishan Isbashaka Maicha Ben Jesai. As long as you got to the share of Michael ben Josiah before Shabbos, Uchi Chananya. So we have a Machlaikas Rishayim had a paskin in the Pshat in the Mishnah. So these are the two Shitas that are brought in Shulchan Aruch in this Simon. Deya Aleph, the first Shita, which is Sif Aleph in the Shulchan Aruch here, Hidas Harif Baharambam, the more Chomradika Shita. By Yesh Aymrim Shemevi Amechaber Besoif Sif Aleph, and the Yesh Aymrim that the Mechaber is going to bring at the end of Sif Aleph, Hudas Rashi V'Taisvus Hanal, that's the sheet of Rashi and Taisvus, before he just said Taisvus, but saying Rashi as well, and that is that. Zel Mashabiyarnu B'Ksara, this is how we explain it in brief. Omeyata Novi Levaris Divra Shulchan Aruch Bez Hashem, now we'll be able to come and explain the words of the Shulchan Aruch. So let's go to the Shulchan Aruch, Sif Aleph. Kira Shiasuya Kikadera. A kira that's made like a pot. Meaning to say, the Gemara talks about three different types of cooking ovens. One is a kira, one is a tanur, and one is a kupach. So a kira is one that is made like a kadera, meaning to say, it's a place for one pot to be put. And it's also straight walls. In other words, it doesn't go this way or that way. It's straight walls. That's why it's called Shaisuya Kikadera. It's made like a big pot that you put the coals inside. And then on top of it, you put another pot. That's what a kira is. V'shoifsin al pia kadera lemaila. The kadera goes on the top of it, on the opening on top. I'm sorry. It has a place for two kederes on it. We're going to see the difference between a taner and a kira. But a kira has a place for two kederes on top, and they go on the top of it. So now, im huska begefes. So if it was lit with gefes, you psilus al zesim. I said grapes. I meant olives. Says the psilus of zesim. Oy beetsim or with wood. So aser liten aleo tav shel mi bajaim la shoy so leo elim kenis basho kol tzarchoi fu mitstamek viraloi. So this was the shita of the Rif and the Rambam. The paskins like the Rabbanon that if you have this kira and it was lit with gefes or etzim, and that's how the coals were made, so you are not allowed to put on it a tav shel mibayjoim la'ashoyisoleo to leave it on there, unless it was fully cooked, b'hum mitstamek, and in the parenthesis says, mitstamek means pirish hoylech v'chaser, mitstamek always means like, gets kekvetched, it's like drying up and getting smaller, right? So that's hoylech v'chaser, it's getting lacking, v'raloi. And that, by definition, that's getting worse. Sometimes things cook more, so it improves it. But we're holding at the point, or the type of food that's misamik viraloi. Why? The lekel amecha shema yichata. Because then there's no chashash that maybe you might stoke it. There's nothing to stoke. So that's one way. Or, oyisha yachai. Now there is another way. And another way to be matarit, even though he didn't bring this in Akdama, is if it's raw. It was not cooked at all. Now the Mishnah Berurah is going to tell us it doesn't mean any raw food. It means raw meat. It has to be raw meat. Why? The only chashash, the whole chashash is that you're going to want it to eat it tonight and it's not cooking quick enough, you might stoke it. But if it's impossible for it to be ready for tonight's suda, and basar chai doesn't cook that quickly, so therefore when you put it on the fire, it's totally not cooked at all, that means to say in your mind, this is not today tonight's food, it's not going to be edible anyways till tomorrow, ad l'machar, and therefore there's no chashash that you're going to try to stoke it to get it done quicker. Since there's plenty of time, a whole night for it to cook without being stoked, so there's no problem. That's another etza. If it was cooked a little bit and not fully, meaning even Michael ben Jusai, and even it was fully cooked, but even though it's cooking weiter, but this is improving on it, so then, so in these situations, we're afraid you might stoke it, and then it is usur to leave the pot on it, unless he did garaf, dahainu, you took out all the coals. Took out all the coals. There's nothing to stoke anymore. Now the thing's still cooked. The oven kept the heat in there. Got hot enough and it kept it. And it'll cook till tonight. And it's still cooking. That's not a problem. However, there's no coals there for you to stoke. Oy katam. That we said, katam dahainu shekise hagecholim be'efer lima'et chaimam. He covered the gecholim with some ashes to minimize the heat. And as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah also, it's the, more of the hecker that you see it there. So memela, that's the way it is mutter. Ve'im nosam bo chaticha chaya, mutter kilo haisa kula chaya. So now we say one more knetch. Before we talked about a fully raw tavshil. What happens if it's like a chalent? And there's other stuff in there that could be problematic for me to do shia, but I put in a raw piece of meat into it. It's not the whole pot is a raw roast, but there is a chaticha chaya, mutter kilo haisa kula chaya. At the end of the day, if the meat in your chalent is still raw, right, you're not eating the rest of it either. So that means to say that if you're putting in the raw meat, it's for tomorrow and there's no problem. Vafilu ena grufa, period. Finished. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah up to here. Okay, sivkat and aleph. Vishayv sin alpia. So he said, akira is where you put the kedera on the top, on the opening on top. Gam b'soicha yesh mokin lahamid hakedera. Now, Mishnah Berurah says, what does that mean? Are you telling me there's no place to put inside? It's only suspended on top? No. There's a place how you could put it all the way down in the bottom of the kira as well. Umutur lahashis b'mitzdamik v'ralai. And that would be mutter in the case of mitzdamik v'ralai, because what are we worried about? Elamishum deraita lashminu iser b'mitzdamik v'yafalai afilo apio. The reason the Bechaber said that is because he wants to tell you that when it's usur to do, don't think it's only usur when it's down in the bottom and that's where the coals are and there's a big chashash. But if I suspend it on top, it's like, who says I'm going to get anywhere near the coals? No, it's coming to tell you, even on top, when the case it's usur even on top. Im huska. So it said if it was, if the fire was made out of the gefes or the etzim, mishum dechol hani abdi gecholim v'chayshin and shem yichatabem. Because we're going to have the next case where there's things that have straw and other stuff, where theoretically you put it in the oven and it makes a fire and it cooks, but it doesn't turn into a coal. Once the fire goes out, it's dead. Mashenkin, these things, after the fire goes out, but it turns itself into a coal, and that coal continues to heat and to cook, and therefore that's coals are what we're nervous about. You're going to stoke them to get the fire going a little bit more. Sheep psalus shall zesim, v'yeshaimim duadim psalus shal shumshamim, of shumshamim is what, poppy seed? Who, huh? What? Oh, sesame, I'm sorry, sesame seed, yeah. Sesame seed. I'm getting all my names wrong tonight. He brings this Rashi in the Bartanur, and just think he brings it from the Rav. Okay. These other types of coals as well, or coming from glolim, whatever these things are, anything that makes a coal, that's the bottom line. That's anything that turns itself into a coal. Litein aleha, so we're saying that it's usher to put it on the, if the fuel are these things, you can't put on the top shil. But what did him hayunasun? So now you might say, 1 second, it sounds like I can't put it. But what happens if it was already there? It's already there. The fact that it's there doesn't say that it's me. You say, well, I'm not doing anything anyways, let it stay there. It's been there since Thursday night. No, you have to take it off. There's not just the Isra of putting it there, it's not allowed to be there either. You got to take it off. This is, like we said before, you're putting on it before Shkia, in order to leave it on letzarech halayla for the meal at night. The Charetzion says what he means to say is that don't think you're allowed to do this by safek hashecha. Once it's after shkiyas hachama, it's ready safek layla, and even a raw thing you can't put on. There's no heter at all. So it has to be by joy means you have to put it on, or we're talking up you want to put it on before shkia. Elim kein nisbasha, unless it was fully cooked. Haynu dechev and she kvar nisbasha legamri. Ad shim tisbasha yoytzer mitstamik l'ra l'chashin and l'chito. Since it's so cooking, and therefore it's only getting worse, so we're not afraid you're going to stoke it. Umutu lit noz l'chatchila, so therefore l'chatchila, if it's at this point, you are allowed to put it down, there's no problem. When? Erev Shabbos.
He's still talking about
Rodeo. Erev Shabbos, yeah. In other words, you could put it on Erev Shabbos if it's mitstamik v'ralei, right? Yeah. Mitstamik v'ralei, pirish kol dover shadam atzev kishayavesh v'nitzkavetz machmas roev habesh. What it means, it's ralei. What ralei means, it has to be burnt? No, it means to say, anything that the person is sad or not happy, as it dries out, v'nitzkavetz, and it shrinks, machmas roev habesh. Yafa also means that he's happy with what's happening, the way it's cooking out more. So the Charetzion says here in Tess, he says, well, what's he telling us here? And let's say really, for the actual cooking of the food's improving in its cooking. But I'm not happy about it. I'm not happy about it. For example, I have a lot of guests, and now that it's cooking out, it may be a geschmack of challenge, but not everyone's going to get as much as they want. So if I'm not happy about it, that's called ralai. It's not totally in the food itself. That's why he says, kol davar sha'adam atzev kishayavish v'nizkavet. It's totally in the person, being happy or not happy. The nafkamina would be, in this case, where maybe the food, by definition, is improving and whatever's supposed to be happening, but for me, that it's cooking out, I'm not so happy about that. Okay, Sif Katan Tess, Oishaya Chai. So now, so this is the Mishaburu we said, Vidavka Basar Chai. It's only if it's meat that's raw. She actually Bashal Tzarech Su, this Halayla. It can't cook by tonight. But vegetables and other things, which those cook quickly, it doesn't help that it's raw, because it could be ready tonight, even though it's raw, it cooks in a short amount of time. And later on when we said just throwing in one piece is the same thing, it has to be basar that is not going to be able to be cooked by the night meal. Shaloin is bashel, this we say it's raw and not cooked. Pirish, oz shari litnoi samach l'shkia mamish. So now this is very important. The fact that it's chai, when does it have to be chai? It has to be chai that you're putting on the fire, it's samach l'shkia mamish. It's to be right before shkia. Abalim nosnei vivayjain, but if you put it any earlier, usher. Now, it can't mean a second earlier. You have to figure out what that zman is, but it's a problem. Why? Because once it starts cooking a little bit, then you're in the problematic zone. The problematic zone of everybody is when it starts to cook, at least to Michael Ben Jusoy. We're in the world of the Ramam, you need mamish, mevushagol tzarchai. Right? The only heter is mamish raw. So in his world, if it starts cooking a little bit on Erev Shabbos, then you have a problem. It can't be on the fire unless you do karapakato. So the chai has to be, by shkia, it's raw. But if you put it me by joy master the kvarnis bashul ksas kaidim Shabbos, bitzarech lesalik yishia zman Shabbos. Once shkia comes and it's Shabbos, and the thing already started to cook a little bit, you have a problem that you have to take it off. Elim kenis bashul kol tzarech kaidim zeh, unless it's fully cooked to mitzdamik v'raloi. So that's that. Now a lot of times, like today, when you have, like, if let's say a person would be in this world, of using the heter of basar chai. So number one, it would have to be in a case where itaka can't be cooked by the night meal, right? So, you know, it depends on what, not every little tiny piece of meat won't get cooked in a short amount of time. It depends, right? If it's let's say you have a chalent that's pretty cooked and you throw in a small piece of meat into it, right? It's very possible that in an hour and a half it could be that piece of meat is edible, right? So that's number one. They have to understand that. So it could be that won't be such a heter. And number two is the other way around. Let's say you take mamish a raw chalent. Some people put up their chalent mamish raw, right, before Shabbos. So if you put it on your crock pot and you turn it on, even let's say, so truthfully, if you need this at Shkia. Now, if someone sends licht 18 minutes before Shkia and they put all their food on their fire then, so you would have to be mishayer that in those 18 minutes it didn't even start to cook at all. I don't know how you mishayer that exactly. What? Because his pash is tali in shkia. Chazal's chashash were tali in shkia. That's what he's saying to Mishabur. Not when you're Makabal Shabbos. It's tali in shkia. Because that's how Chazal were geyser. The fact that you did it me by jaim doesn't help. I think that's what they say. So, but if you turn on your crockpot 18 minutes before, nothing's happening. Nothing's happening at all. So you do have the, you would have the heter of a raw thing, even though it wasn't mamish by shkia. So I say it has to be, it depends on the inyan of understanding that it's not a cloud that you throw in something chai and hutra. There's a svara to this whole thing, and you have to fit into the gedarim of the svara. Now, but other things could be that they might cook quicker. I don't know exactly, you know, it depends how big your pot is or whatever it is. You could turn it on a high flame on the fire or something like that. You know, things could start to cook pretty quickly, even if it has some meat in there. You know, it depends on a man who done in here, really, is the case.
So how does this work with someone that makes early Shabbos in the summer? With the
Shkia business? Again, it's only Negea to Basar. Again, well, is Negea if it's Chai? Oh, you mean if it's Chai?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean if someone wants to do this in the summer and it's raw.
An hour and a half before
Shkia. Right. So, L'chaira, the way I'm saying, okay, I have to look it up. So, L'chaira. Right, so could be they would just have to make a blach. Could be the taka have no etza. And it could be they have no etza. In other words, and that would be for any the other person as well. In other words, you cannot use the heter of basar chai in such a case. You would have to put on a blach and the grufa ketuma. If I remember correctly, I didn't look it up this time. If I remember correctly, that's you see, Mishabura's mam is samach l'shkia mamish. Why didn't say be mekabel shabbos? Right, he's saying that. I think that's how they say it. Okay, klal. What's this going on? Oh, the line is Basha Klal. Hainu dafilu hochematav shel nami mutter lahashois. Now, so he's saying it wasn't cooked, even it got a little warm. But like Gazrinan Shemi Yechata came in that to my bishul line is Basha Klal. It's getting very dachistic over here when something's warm. So it could be that's like you turn on your crack pot. Things start warming up a bissel, but nothing there is any beginnings of anything cooking.
But even in Shimon's cake, Shimon's case, where you're doing it before plug, but you're eating the suda early also. It has to be that you're not eating it that night. You're waiting for the next day.
No, but can't be anything. So that's another shaila. Let's say they talk about this. What'll be ready? Not tomorrow. It doesn't eat till tomorrow, but it'll be ready Friday night sometime, right? So what's it tali? Is it mansuda? Is it tali and a little? Is once Friday night? Anytime Friday night is a problem. So l'chaira. So you're saying that everything moves up in that case? Okay, I don't know. It doesn't sound like Chazal were like nice in the Varel Shurim like that. You know that it should be tali in each case like that. Okay, shemi yechate lemar bishula kedei lecho b'layl kedei shem istamik v'yafa. He might stoke it, so he should be able to eat it, or it should even just be better. Okay, Yud Gimel, we did Yud Gimel, yeah. Oh, so what's that? What's Grufa? Shahitzi Mimanu, Chutz Leku Kira. You took out the coals outside of the Kira, Umutter Vezev, V'chein Bekotam, Afilu Rak Nisbash Oksas. Then, once you do Grufa Ketuma, even if it's a little bit cooked, it's not a problem at all. What's Ketuma? Shekitza Gecholim, Hainu Kola Gecholim. You covered all the ashes. Now you don't have to drown out the gechalim. That's not the whole point over here. It's not like take them out or drown them out. As long as you just coat it on top. The Gemara says, and even afterwards, so it cooled down a bit. So, but even if it flared up afterwards, you don't have to worry because once you did the hecker, so then that's okay. Oydam Arsham, and the Gemara says also, Dafilu Hayagholim Shoraisim, Shainim Armalachabais, there's certain types of these very, very hot coals that a little afer doesn't really even put it out so much. Gamkein Shari. Batam Bechose Kaven de Gila Daita. This is the aside. Once he's Megaladas the Loiboy Legacholim, that he doesn't need these gechalim to have this thing cook. Baharaya, he puts some ashes on it, and so on and so forth. Sagi, that's enough to bevade le'osilichtuye. Oy de Isa, the Gemara continues, the gechalim she'amamu, hainu she'uchshak sas mirazam. They went out a little bit, they dimmed a little bit. Harehen kiketuma. So it's an interesting thing. It's already dim, says the Gemara, it's ketuma. Vatam decheven she'lechosha she'labaisam, l'chayra, why haven't you stoked them yet? Right? They're going out. Stoke them. That's enough as well also. So again, you have to know the shear of the coals, right? Obviously, we're talking about that the coals are always a little bit shvach because you might come to be mechat to them somehow. Now, here it sounds like they're already shvach, so shvach before Shabbos, and you didn't do anything, so that shows that you're done with them. Okay, that is that, and Be'ez Hashem, we will continue next time.
Have to do with us and our crockpots.